Hello, everyone. This is Eric again. Today, we're going to talk about logging client-side events. The last time we talked about logging server events, which is a more sort of traditional thing to do. You have Log4Net, you have the application block. And what this gives you is the ability to output information from your application, your running application, into things like text files, XML files, SQL Server, etc. But now with Silverlight, we're executing a lot of our code on the client side, right? We have this code executing down with a client, and it's not always clear what we should do with errors. You put in try blocks and you put in catch blocks, and it's like, well, how do I actually report this information back to the server? One way would be to write your own custom information, but today I want to talk about an interesting project out there on CodePlex. This project is called Clog, C-L-O-G. And you can find it at codeplex.com/clog. And what it does is pretty amazing. It takes client-side events and it pushes them back to the server via web service, and then it routes those events to whatever logging you have on the server. So maybe that's Log4Net and maybe it's the logging application block. In either case, the result is in Silverlight on the client, you say log and you log your particular message that gets pushed up via web service, and that information ultimately gets put into, say, a rolling text file or what have you. And there's also some clever stuff that you get for free. So if you're going to write this code from the ground up, you probably wouldn't get this stuff. It allows you to specify on the fly what sort of debug information you want to get out of the client. So sometimes you want to have really detailed information and you can set up the policy that way. And sometimes you don't want so detailed information. You can set up the policy that way. In either case, this logging framework Clog does the dirty work for you and pulls the policy file from the server if it's expired, and then looks up and sees what sort of information it should log. Now, I should say here, we're pushing this information up via web service. So you are not going to want to log all the information all the time. What you are going to want to do is instrument your Silverlight application like you would instrument your server application with Log4Net. You put in your logging messages, log the state of things. Now, that's the good news, and that's the promise, is that you just simply call a logging message on the client, it gets logged on the server. Now, this project is pretty cool. It has pretty good licensing, so it's LGPL, which means you can bind to it and you can use it in your own proprietary shipping applications. One of the things, though, is it may not quite be ready for prime time. If you're new to Silverlight, if you're new to web services, if you're new to WCF, it's probably not the thing to use right now. I have tested and verified it with the RC0 build, so it is working against release client and presumably the RTM of Silverlight, but there are a few gotchas. I just want to go over them now, give you sort of a sense of what you're going to need to deal with if you're going to roll this into one of your Silverlight applications. The first thing is you're going to need a WCF service that logs all of this information, right? That's the part that actually captures the logging information from the client. And it has a configuration file. In that configuration file, you're going to see the hard-coded path to the SVC file, the WCF service. Okay, so that's going to be a problem, especially if you have your own, and I'll add here, the port number is encoded in there. So you're going to have to be aware of that. You're going to have to change that. I used Fiddler to do some debugging. I recommend that as well. By the way, to use Fiddler for any sort of web services in a debugging scenario, it's not going to capture the localhost call. So what you do is you do localhost dot, and then Fiddler will go ahead and capture those messages, and you can take a look at them. You need to add references. Go ahead. There's an example file in the Clog solution. You need to open that up, and you need to follow it pretty much exactly. You need to add references to the client and the server. Now, there's some sort of reflection stuff happening, so you're not going to get build errors all the time if you forget to add these references. So make sure you add all those references you find there, especially on the server. I forgot to add the log strategy one, and it was causing some problems. Also, you should know that you have to make some changes to the web.config, and one of the providers in there is a custom provider. And if you don't copy that class over from the sample project, what's going to happen is Reflection is going to be used to instantiate that class, and if you don't have it, you're going to go ahead and get a runtime error again. So no compiler error there. What I did was just nuke it out of the config file, and then it worked better. And then, of course, the thing with web.config is you're going to see the style sheet errors when you build for the custom configuration information for Clog, and that's a little bit of a pain. So those sorts of issues, you got to fight through them. At the end of the day, though, seeing those messages come back, seeing them being posted into text files or however you have configured them, and it fits seamlessly into Log4Net, so those messages come back, and you can set how they get logged, so they can go to text file, XML file, whatever. seeing that stuff work is pretty cool, pretty amazing, but you're going to have some pain if you want to implement it, just so you're aware.